Sarah had a woman at the clothing store teach her a great new term.
Shmata.
Which means?
It means that dress that just looks like a rag.
Oh, in Yiddish.
Yeah, Yiddish. Right. Shmata.
It's always fun to learn a new word from someone else's culture. Now, Mike says he's got one that Hula might know. Does that mean it's Tagalog? Mike?
Nope, it's a Hawaiian word.
Okay, it's a Hawaiian word, and what is it?
Hokole.
And what does that mean?
Basically, your butt.
Oh, really?
Those are everybody's favorite words to share for, like, naughty ones, body parts.
It's not really a naughty one. It's just, you know, get off your butt, get off your Hokole.
So the Josephine...
Yes.
Comes out of the
Which we learned
okole.
From you earlier is Farsi for elephant fart.
Yes, comes out of the okole.
There you go.
Okay. There you go.
We can mash this all together. Hey, Mark, thanks, brother. Have a great day.
You do, bro.
Okay, Hula, you got to give us one.
All right, for Filipinos, if you sense a Filipino's in pain, you'll hear them go, Araiko. Araiko.
Araiko.
That's like ouch?
Like ouch, but it depends. Like, we're really nice about it. If you just, like, stub your toe, you're like, Arai. And then it's like a little one.
Oh,
but if
a
you,
tiny one.
But then if you, like, get your face slammed on a door, it's like, Araiko!
Oh, wow.
So it's like, depending on the
There's severe, levels. You can escalate it.
So it's like, Arai, which is like little, and then Araiko! Like, oh, ow,
that's
that
actually
next
functionally
level.
Smart. You know not to be too concerned if it's just the smaller version.
Right. So if I hear my mom go, Arai, I ignore
it. Yeah,
she's
fine.
But Araiko! Then I go, what's wrong?
Call the paramedics.
Yep. Araiko.
Wow.
It's an emergency.
Yeah.
The last one.
Arai. Yourself.